Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Chris. What's on your bucket list?
Hi, I got to tell you a funny story before I tell you what's on my bucket list, because I know what you just said about your friend putting it out there in the universe. I'm single, so I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to find anybody. I'm just going to become an old cat lady, right? Of course, everybody thinks that's hilarious. Then all of a sudden, this stray cat delivered a whole bunch of kittens in the yard next to me. Who went out and bought a bag of cat food? That would be this old cat lady right here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Chris.
I did it. I know.
Chris. All right, Chris.
So that's friend, not on my bucket
Chris,
list anymore.
Your friend Janet is going to help you right now. Let's all right, I want you to be thoughtful in what you're about to say, because now you're on a lot of speakers and the universe will hear it a lot more. I want you to truly say out loud, Chris, and don't be embarrassed of it. You're allowed to want to find that special person or find that. So put it out to the universe what you want.
I do really want to find my one true love. I do. My soulmate. That's really it. I really do.
See? There you go. Chris, will you call me when it happens and just say thank you? Because, my goodness gracious, if you ask for any more cats, what are we going to do with you?
Oh, my God, I can't. Of course, right? I will call you.
Of course the cats showed up. Of course that happens.
They did.
Yeah, but you know what? Put it out. You're going to find that person, you know, when you least expect it.
Can I share my one bucket list dream?
100%.
I want, and it's going to sound silly, I'm only going to be 50. My bucket list dream is to get my son on the Ellen Show.
Wow.
Because he can dance. He's a media production major at Upstate, and he can dance his butt off, let me tell you. And I want to see him dance with Ellen.
Have you sent her YouTube videos?
Pretty much stalked her, yeah.
Okay. You know what? Tag Kiss, and we, because sometimes it'll help because we're verified. Send it to us or tag us in it, and we'll send it to her too.
Why don't you just go be part of the audience? Bring your boy
It's impossible to get tickets to that show.
Oh, it's not. I see people in the stands. They must fill it with somebody.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's somebody. Yeah.
It always looks like the same people. But
premiere week, you could not get tickets to the Ellen Show. Yeah. Oh, Chris, I hope that happens. That's a great one.
Thank you.
Bucket list to watch your son dance with Ellen. Don, what is on your bucket list?
Hi, good morning, Jana.
Good morning.
I would like to kayak with wild orcas in the San Juan Islands.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me more about this.
I just love orcas. I think they're beautiful, and I want to see them in the wild. And I've seen something where you can kayak with them. I totally want to do that.
Oh, that is so...
How do you know which are the ones that aren't going to eat you?
I don't know. My husband said the same thing.
Uh-huh. So is this like the pictures or the videos that I've seen where people are in kayaks and then all of a sudden it comes up and swims next to them and surfaces? Yeah. Wow.
I totally want to do that.
I've seen whales pretty close to the boat, you know, because of where we boat when I'm in Massachusetts. And it's a majestic thing to see.
Sure, unless they're angry.
We've seen humpbacks. We were in Boston a couple years ago and saw humpbacks. Yeah. It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see orcas.
And where do you want to do this?
San Juan Islands.
And where's that?
That's above Seattle.
Oh, my gosh. That's
like
so...
way out that way.
Oh, that
so
sounds like...
for my 20-year anniversary, we're supposed to do it.
Wow. I hope for you that you do. You have to send pictures if you do.
Oh, I totally will.
Oh, that is amazing. Great one. Janair, is that your name?
Yeah.
Hi. Good morning. All right. What's on your bucket list?
Well, I got married 12 years ago, and I've been talking to my husband since our honeymoon to go back to the hotel where we actually had our honeymoon. And every year we ended up planning to go, and then at the end of the road, when it's closer at the time, the money always goes for fixing something.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that story.
So we could postpone it and postpone it and postpone it, and we still postpone it.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
How many years are you married now?
12
years. 12. Okay.
This must have been a special hotel.
Yes, it's the Salvatore on Transit.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beautiful place.
Oh, it's, and you just got to get back. Did you have a nice jacuzzi?
Yes, we had the honeymoon suite.
Oh, yes. So you had all the mirrors. Did you look good at every angle?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes.
Excellent. Oh, I hope
but
for
did
you.
We just get postponed. Yeah, we're hoping
we
this
doesn't
year
understand. We, you
how would you
Janair,
know?
Hold on a second. Let me just explain to my producer, Reese.
Do you have a brochure of the Hotel Jazz?
Well, how would I know? Oh,
yeah.
That's
such a good question.
That's my question.
One, I choose. I thought you were asking about the mirrors.
Oh. I wanted to know how you knew about the mirrors, but I also want to know about that,
I'll
too.
I'll think about that answer and get back to you. I'm talking to Janair right now, and this is her time on the radio, so we don't have time to answer.
So your bucket list is on transit. That's easy.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I hope you get back there. Girl, have some fun. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. What is on your bucket list? That's what we're asking about right now. 9 out of 10 people, they say they've got a bucket list. We go to the phones. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, what's on your bucket list?
I want to deliver a baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
In what capacity?
The full shot.
Okay,
the
like a doula or actually
midwife
working
or,
in a yeah. How would that?
Well, I work at the DMV, so whenever pregnant women come in and they're like, "I've got to get out of here. I'm in labor." I want to be that person.
I got you.
So funny.
Towels and hot water. I got this.
Wait, take a number. You're number 9,062. You're going to be with us for a while. So you literally want to deliver a baby.
Wow.
I do.
Do you know how to deliver a baby?
Not at all.
Oh,
not at all.
That's the beauty of what's on your bucket list.
I love that. The DMV, how are you guys doing over there?
We're doing all right. It's starting to get a little busy with the real IDs coming into effect. So
I know. I stopped by to visit you guys, and I was helped by somebody who was amazing. But they're like, "You have none of the stuff you need for this. Go home." I was like, "Okay, nice to see you."
I love that they have their pre-receptionist, which will look at your stuff and go,
so
"Yeah,
helpful.
No, none of this.
Yeah,
none of this is good. Don't bother taking a number."
I have a note from my mom that says, "This is me."
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we do get people that have that.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they had one person that came in and said, "I have a note from my mom saying I was born."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's so cute. But no.
Yeah.
Stand in line.
But no.
Next. Thanks for calling. Tracy, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's on your bucket list?
I want to invent something, and I want to patent my invention.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Do you ever get...
I'm an accountant and a mother of four, so it seems kind of like not like me. But I already have ideas, and then every time I have an idea and I think that it's a great idea and it's going to solve a problem, about a year later, 2 years later, somebody else invents it.
Okay, well, you need to jump on your actions faster.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got that inventor mind. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty ready. I'm ready now.
I love that. Well, you're putting it out there. You know what's interesting?
Putting it out there.
It's so funny, Tracy, because really all you need is one good idea. That's all you need,
mm-hmm.
You know? So keep at it. I bet that'll happen for you.
I just want to do my prototype, but just one step at a time, I guess. I'm busy.
That's amazing.
That seems like a lot. I would just start with the idea and let someone else do the prototype.
Like, I'm thinking of people in my mind right now. There's a lot of people that are very good at that in this area that you can link up with and that can help
really?
You follow. Yeah, good luck with that. That's exciting. I hope it happens for you. Ashley, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's on your bucket list?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So my bucket list item would be to be and stand next to feed a baby giraffe. You know, when they're like the same size as we are, and it's like for a very short period of time.
Uh huh.
I just want to snuggle a baby giraffe when they're like really little, and just
Giraffes are so pretty, aren't they?
Yes.
Are they snuggly? I didn't think they were snuggly.
I don't.
They seem kind of lanky.
Giraffes are nice. I've shot a commercial with a giraffe, actually.
For real?
Yeah, for real. And they're very nice.
Car dealership or the zoo?
This was a charity event, and you were going to go wild.
Oh, right on. Okay.
But the one thing you have to be careful with giraffes is they spit. And they're like, I was all in hair and makeup, and they're like, "Oh, by the way, you need to know something." And I'm like, "Excuse?"
I'm sorry, what?
Right? Big,
makeup.
Big. And then, of course, I hope that happens. They're beautiful. They are. Just don't shoot
That's
commercials.
That's a great bucket list.
Yeah. Maddie, what's on your bucket list?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, girl?
nothing.
All right,
I'm going to school.
Are you going to school? You know, I was just, I'm so glad you called, Maddie, because who's driving you to school?
My dad.
I was just thinking, if you're driving with your kids right now, do you think, Maddie, your dad knows what's on your bucket list?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what's on your bucket list.
I've always wanted to be on the radio.
Yay!
Ding, 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 done.
Wow, how does it feel right now, Maddie?
Really exciting.
Is it really exciting? Okay, you want to help us out right now?
Sure.
Okay, Alan Harris does traffic, so you're going to introduce him and tell everyone that he's going to give, you know, here's your traffic report with Alan Harris on Kiss 98.5.
You got to tell everybody that you're DJ Maddie first. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, well, this is DJ Maddie.
Is that going to be her name? Is it your name going to be DJ Maddie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're ready whenever you are, Maddie.
Hi, this is DJ Maddie on Kiss 98.5.
Yeah,
and
I'm on there.
And Alan Harris is coming up with the traffic.
Excellent. Your dad is like literally your hype man, and I love that.
Word. No, it should be Maddie in the morning.
Maddie in the morning, right?
Sure. Exactly.
That's great. All right, you guys. Good job, Maddie. We're proud of you.
Thank you. Can I have a shout out to my friend?
Yeah, go. Yes.
Hi, Adriana. Good morning. Have a great morning. See you at school.
Aww. Hi, what's your bucket list item?
It's kind of a coincidence because you guys have been talking about him all morning, but I really need to see Billy Joel at the Garden.
Yeah, I loved the show. That's a doable bucket list.
At the Garden.
Yeah, you know, he does that once a month. I didn't know that.
And my husband is like a really big hardcore rap fan, so if I can get him in a Billy Joel t-shirt, that'd be great.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. How are you going to do how are you possibly going to do this?
I'm thinking like Hangover style, drug him real good and get him in a t-shirt.
Okay. Kiss 98.5 does not encourage the drugging of husbands.
No, but everything else she said, I love.
T-shirt. I do. After a certain number of years of marriage, you should be able to have a little bit more parameters.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't get me a Billy Joel t-shirt, given my extreme dislike for that particular artist.
My fiancé and the whole foot speed thing. You don't understand.
Oh, he wouldn't let you stop in merch?
No, I had no ability to get to a merch. And then the problem is I get lost in those big stadiums. Mm-hmm. So I was scared to go by myself because I didn't know where. I just didn't think I'd be able to find back where our seats were.
Oh.
And so
you guys don't have a whistle or a call to each other for public places? I'm calling my significant other.
Could you imagine?
You don't have a...
No,
you should come
don't.
Up with something
we
like
will.
That.
We'll work on that. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Amanda, what's on your bucket list?
Okay, this might sound really weird, but I really want to meet Gordon Ramsay at some point in my life.
Oh, so he would, like, would you want to cook with Gordon Ramsay, or would you just like to be at his restaurant and he comes up to your table and says, how was dinner?
Honestly, I would take anyone I could get. I would love to cook with him because I am obsessed with the show MasterChef.
Uh-huh.
So that would be, like, a dream.
Do you feel like you have that inner you want to please him?
I got so, yeah.
You know, like him saying, it's delicious.
Would you want to see him go into one of his classic profanity-laced rants on somebody? Or you? Do you want him to just go off?
I would not want him to go off on me. I would probably cry my eyes out right there, right then and there. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I think that would be kind of scary to witness in person. It's just funny watching behind the TV. It's a little different.
Yeah, I think it's much easier because you feel like he can't yell at you. But I would definitely be the person he'd yell at. He'd taste like a
he
sauce or something.
Rage.
He would be like, what is this? This is horrible. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Jody.
Hi, what is on your bucket list, Jody?
To go in one of those shark tanks.
Oh, explain.
Wait. You're in the cage in and amongst the sharks? Is that so you want the safety of being in a shark cage?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Would you dabble your fingers outside the little, you know, like the...
Tempt them?
I might.
I know. I think so. Well, are you obsessed with sharks? Like, do you love Shark Week and everything?
Yeah, like, I watch it, and they're really cool, but I watched that movie 47 Meters Below, so it's kind of like, do I still want to do this?
Have you visited aquariums before?
Yes.
Yeah, have you ever been to the Baltimore one? Because that one has a really cool shark display, or whatever you call
it. Really? I'll have to visit it.
Oh, no, my gosh.
Skip that one. Go to Atlantis. You go in the slide,
yeah,
the tube slide.
Cool.
And
I
you
liked
go
it.
Under the sharks. It's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a cool one to experience. Did you see the tropical storm that's right now is coming back and swinging around the Bahamas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about the Bahamas.
It's not nearly as strong as the other one, but it still is. It's hitting a place that's been
hit.
It's
more water, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good time for Bahamas.
Amy, what's on your bucket list?
I would love to go to Italy.
Oh, yeah. Do you, northern or southern?
Wherever I can drink wine.
That would be all of the above. Yeah.
Oh, dude, you don't need to go to Italy
for
that.
No, but like the wines in Italy are so different. Yeah, I understand that. I get that. Yeah.
No, I love wine. I would love to go to Italy and drink wine because it'll be so different.
Number one tourist destination on the planet, Italy.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, the Amalfi Coast.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like...
There's a difference, north, south, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
There's Rome and everything else.
Well, yeah, is there a difference between North Buffalo and South
No,
Buffalo?
It's all the same.
Yeah, of course there is. Just look at it that way. Now you know Italy. Hi, Kiss. This is Darcy.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's on your bucket list?
To be a published writer.
Ooh. What would you write about, fact or fiction?
You know, I've got a couple different ideas because I've been writing ever since I was a teenager. Ultimately, my dream would be to be a, you know, Stephanie Myers, J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yes. Please
same.
Do it.
Yeah, huge, huge item on my bucket list. If nothing else, I'd love to be able to publish a children's book.
Oh,
so have you ever dabbled into it? Have you sent stuff to publishing houses or however agents, whoever deals with that stuff?
No, you know, I'm not really sure how to go about it.
Why don't you just try it?
You
never know.
How do you get that start, you know?
I don't know.
Stephanie Myers was a great one. She had a dream and turned it into a Mega Million.
Wait, are you just doing this for the money, or are you doing it because you want to be read?
No, I have a true passion for writing.
All right.
Is there a character that lives inside of you?
There are probably many. I can't listen to all the voices sometimes.
They're like, let us out. Write us in a book, please. Yeah, whenever J.K. Rowling would talk about Harry Potter, she would talk about how those characters like just were in her, and she just needed to write them down for once and for all to get them like on paper and stuff. There is something, and I don't know if this would be the right place to start, but look up Masterclass. There are these classes, these like online classes you can buy, and I want to say it's maybe James Patterson talks about how to, and there's a class that you can do online where he talks about
how
to
publish.
He's good
at making books.
Yeah, he's written
a few. Just had a friend ask yesterday. A friend's got a book idea and said, who do you know in publishing? I don't know anybody.
Yeah,
my brother doesn't, but they're all academia. Right. So historic stuff, that's great. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work
but
for
good
my
luck.
Friend.
I hope that happens for you. I really do. Maxia, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's on your bucket list?
I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, sister.
Thank you. Waiting
Join
for that
the
call
club.
All day.
Yes, I'm with you on that bucket list one.
You hear
Chase,
me, Coach?
Tracy, what's on your bucket list?
Disney Cruise.
Oh, right.
Magical.
Yeah, that would be amazing. The whole family, take them on a Disney Cruise.
You know, all right, so Tracy, you're on the Disney Cruise. You're standing on board the ship, and it's just going to pull off the dock. What are you wearing?
A sundress.
Yeah.
Sundress and flip-flops.
Sundress, flip-flops.
Mickey ears.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my rose gold Mickey ears.
Right, of course. I hope that happens for you. Disney Cruise.
It's not that impossible. That's a good bucket list item.
Travel's the number one thing on people's bucket lists. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.